It's 10 minutes past 12. This is Time Emeritus WKLO News. Black organizations in this town have a plan, a task sometimes thankless, to kick off their plan. Blacks who care about the man in the White House, the men and women in state and federal government, open a West End voter registration headquarters at 17th and Broadway this late morning. 19,000 area blacks are registered. There are an estimated 54,000 eligible to drop a ballot. Mayoral Assistant Bill Summers will roll up his sleeves to make the drive a success. He raps about it with WKLO.
We will go into the street. We're going to do a door-to-door canvas. The Sunday just passed week. And in addition, we're going into shopping centers.
Featured speaker at the headquarters opening today, State Senator Mrs. Georgia Davidson. She's chairing this local drive. Hundreds of you young people are eligible to pick your man this time. Bill Summers says the drive to sign you up is critical.
We're planning to give them this through the high schools this week, making announcements and urging them to register and urging them to come out and help us register other people.
Okay, kids, here's your chance to do something meaningful. The president coins a few today. Mr. Nixon calls for a thoroughgoing reform of the world monetary system. Speaking to an International Monetary Fund meeting, the president says reform is needed to permit free and open world trade in an era of international peace. Nixon says the United States will drive a hard but fair bargain in negotiating new money alignments. Says our leader, there must be a thoroughgoing reform of the world monetary system to clear the path for the healthy competition of the future. The dude wanted to die. He didn't make it, though he offered a noble effort earlier today in the L.A. foothills. The loner with automatic weapons puzzles lawmen as he fires upon their headquarters, pinning them down. They think there's a whole slew of gunmen out there, but there's just one. He's eventually hit with buckshot, carried to a hospital. WKLO asks L.A. Detective Earl Farmer if the officers are really pinned down by one man, as they claim.
Yes, they were types of guns.
On the way to the hospital, the gunman tells lawmen he wanted to die. It was not to be, this morning anyway. Bluegrass Quickies. United Auto Workers President Leonard Woodcock tells the Louisville gathering Sunday that the re-election of President Richard would mean new taxes, more inflation. A 29-year-old Lexington man, James Harris Collins, is returned from Arizona and arraigned on a charge of murdering a Lexington, Kentucky maid last month. It's story time with WKLO's Miss Eileen.
The deadline to file for local school board races comes at Eileen Douglas, WKLO News.
Morehead State University's golden anniversary celebration swings into high gear this fall. More than 30 events on the schedule. That celebration begins last spring. It's building up to the golden anniversary homecoming October 19 through 21. Terrorism and international efforts to squelch it. Today, terrorism in the sky spotlights an airlines execs gathering in London. Rudy Michaud is WKLO's man across the waters.
Airline execs in the air.
The gathering hopes to come up with some answers in an effort to stop Sky Jackson Jills. Watch out, Lassie. You too, Flipper. The winner of the Patsy, equivalent to the Oscar in the animal kingdom, is... Ben is the rat superstar of the motion picture Willard. After scampering into your heart and mine, Ben headlines his own rat on flick. WKLO News Time, 12:15.
This is Tom Bryant, people.
WKLO Sports. It's Boston by one game over Detroit in the East, Oakland by 3.5 over Chicago in the West, as the tight American League title chases continue. The USAC Sprinters, sometimes referred to as the Thunder and Lightning Division of the United States Auto Club, will make their first appearance of the 72 season at Don Chapman's Greater Salem Speedway Sunday, October 1. Kentucky, and it's talking about autumn. What does it mean to you?
Well, fall means exactly what it says, fall out. Just sit around and wait for the leaves to fall out of mess.
Eugene Rogers, Louisville.
Kentuckiana weather, just ahead of much more music with Tom Kennedy. Look for cloudy and mild, a rain chance. High today, 82. Low tonight, 68. High tomorrow, 83. Currently, it's 75 degrees in Louisville. This is Time Emeritus.
WKLO News.